Trevor Zamparelli on 2FM
with Virgin Mobile. Go from scrolling through stories to creating your own. Freedom is calling. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Imelda May is going back on tour and fans new and old are only delighted. This is one person I haven't seen live, which I'm gonna because she's going around Ireland, but I've heard so many people who ever seen Imelda May on tour say she is incredible. And she's on the line. How are you, missus? How's it going?
I'm very well. How are you, Jennifer?
I'm good. I'm well. How does it feel to be getting back out on the road?
Oh, it's just amazing. It's really something else, you know. There was times where I thought it might never happen.
Yeah.
Because I kept going around the houses, but we're out now and we've just finished the UK leg of the tour. And the response has been unbelievable, better than I've ever had it. It's just the amount of messages coming in are great. So fab. It's great to be back.
Listen, as a musician, the last few years have been really difficult, as we know. Touring and performing is what you do. So what did you do instead?
I made myself extra busy. I think there was a bit of panic with that, you know, where I said yes to everything that came in. Because, yes, I'm still creative, you know, and so my head was still spinning, but there was no outlet for it. So everything that came in, I'd say yes. Yes, yes. And so I ended up writing a poetry. Well, I wrote poetry, but I put the poetry book together. I worked on, I was acting in a movie, Fisherman's Friend 2. I released my album and I worked on the documentary Voices of Ireland.
That's right.
With Maggie Brannock. That won, that got the best in its category, won a big award.
Jeez, you were flat out.
So I was flat out and everybody was saying to me, oh, isn't it lovely to be sitting in the garden? And I was, there was definitely a manic, you know, panic about it, you know, where I was thinking, oh my God, I'll never tour again. But I did get to do projects that I probably wouldn't have got to do otherwise, you know.
Yeah.
So there was beauty in that. I was thinking, this is great, I get to try other things. But I was depressed as hell, same as everybody else. I was very terrified for the whole entertainment industry. I needed to pay me bills. I was just, you know, I mean, there was loads with that as well, of course. So to be on the road, it's kind of euphoric. Myself and the band, and there's so much love between us, you know, on the tour bus. It's just such a lovely vibe. All of us back on the road and the crew again. We're having a ball, and then to get the audience in, and they're packing it out, and it's just, the vibe is just,
It's special. It sounds special. Yeah.
It's gorgeous. It's really, it's emotional, you know. It's just lovely. I miss it.
Deadly. And I can't wait to see it. Now, your book of poetry, it's getting a lot of praise, Imelda. It's getting a lot of praise. Two in particular stand out.
Yes.
The one about masturbation and the joy of sex toys.
Yes.
Tell me about that. Where was the inspiration for that one? Give us your supplier's name.
GBH Grievous Battery Harm replaces previous flattery and charm for readers' wives in daily lives. Yeah, it's one of them. That was one I wrote a while ago, and it seemed to be the one that all my girlfriends requested. Funny enough, there's a lot of humour in it. It's fun,
and we need that.
Yes, it's fun. It's about the
not just the sex toys, the humour.
It's about a housewife who's fed up waiting on somebody who's too busy online, and she decides to take the matter into her own hands and have a great time.
Good on her. Good on her. I read that you bought all your girlfriends a vibrator for Christmas. Is that true?
Yeah, that was a few years ago. It was after that poem, and they kept asking me, and it was normally 2 a.m. with margaritas in hand, possibly standing on top of a table. And so it was. I sent them out. We were laughing at ourselves, like a bunch of. We call ourselves a little coven, so a bunch of witches. So I sent them all a little present. And said because every witch needs a wand.
And what a wand!
And it was a wand, and everybody got it as soon as they read that and laughed and opened it, except for one who decided to open it beside her future mother-in-law in the reception of the hotel.
Oh, no.
She said, I love Harry Potter. But luckily, her mother-in-law has a great sense of humour. She's roaring laughing.
That's good. So, well, yeah, I found that because we do a quiz on this show called Partners Under Pressure, right? We get a couple on and I give away to all the couples a 100-euro voucher for playblue.ie, which is Ireland's number one online adult store. And people ring in just to get that prize because...
It's fab.
It's fishing. Listen... We've been holding back for so many years, that you know, the Irish nation. Now it's time to be open about it and honest about it and enjoy yourselves. It's important.
Do you know, I read somewhere while I was on tour, I was reading up bits and pieces, you do, and I read somewhere that Ireland is in the top three countries for being the most sexually active.
Not deadly.
So, well, I mean, I think we always were when you look at, like, people having 18 children.
That's
I don't
right.
think we've ever had any problems in that department.
I'll take that stat. I'm not too happy about the Dublin being the most expensive place for tourists, but I'll take the you know, we're more sexually active. But we're talking about
we're
it more.
We're lovers. We're well, I think it's not that we're... Yes, we're talking about it more, but there's less shame and stigma that has been put upon us.
For so many years.
Which shouldn't be at all. And it's great that people are having fun. And for God's sake, sure, why not?
Absolutely. You mentioned witch there. You do call yourself a witch. You have said you're a very empathetic person. But that can be exhausting. Or does it help with the writing and the poems? I mean, you said I read that you said, you know, if someone's down, you're the first person, you'll always call them, make sure they're okay. It, like, that sounds like a full-time job as well.
No, it just, I did, my friends will often, when I call, they'll go, how did you know? And I don't know anything, but I know there's something up.
Yeah.
So, sorry, there's the dogs.
The dogs are green.
I'll move out. I'm an empath. I feel a lot of things. And I think empathy apparently is learnt. The more you practice it, the better you get at it. And
I didn't know that.
Yes, there's going to be a big... Cillian Murphy is going to have this big initiative. He asked me to write a poem for it, and it's going to go into schools because they've just discovered that they thought empathy was something you're born with, or you're, you know, the way you're brought up or whatever. But they're saying that now it's actually something that you learn and you get better with practice. So I don't know. I do feel a lot, and yes. I'm delving into so many things, and I'm looking into pre-Christian Ireland a lot, and I'm finding huge connection in that. I lost, I suppose, a lot of people. I'm finding massive connection in our beautiful culture and the respect for nature.
Yeah. I can hear nature all around you. I hear birds
can
chirping
you hear the
in
birds?
Your... Yeah, I can hear. Well, are you in your garden?
I'm in my garden, yeah, and I just got off the tour bus yesterday, so I have a massive amount of cases that I will open and they will explode.
Are you telling me you're about to put a wash on, Imelda? Is that what's happening here?
I'm about to put all the washes on. All the washes. It's a huge amount of stuff we have gathered, because I had Violet on the road with me as well for the second half.
That's great.
You know how kids gather stuff.
They just turn into, they're collectors, especially girls, I find. They like to collect little bits of whatever it is. They like little treasures, don't they?
Yeah, yeah. We have loads of my socks have turned into shell collectors. So we have socks full of shells because we're on beaches and things.
Oh, lovely.
So I have to go through all the cases that are now covered in sand.
That's your day. That's your day.
That's my day.
Where is home? Is London, would you consider London home now?
No, I'm not in London. I'm in Hampshire.
Hampshire?
I'm in the countryside.
Okay.
But I home is Ireland.
Yeah.
Home is always Ireland. And I'm always wanting to go back home. I miss it dreadfully. But circumstance.
Absolutely.
Makes you have to.
Live in Hampshire.
For the moment,
how's your dad doing?
He's brilliant. My dad is brilliant. He's still heartbroken, as we all are, missing.
Yeah,
his,
sorry
his
to
pal.
Hear about your mum. Yeah.
Yeah, he's missing her like mad. But we're all rallying around him, and he's coming to he's coming to most of, he's trying to come to all the gigs, but we're dissuading him. He's definitely coming to Cork. I think he's coming to Wexford. He's definitely coming to all three Vicar Street.
He's a bit of an inspiration, though, isn't he, your dad? I mean, he's incredible.
Well, he is. He's a creative.
Yeah.
And he was he used to be a dance teacher, and then he wasn't making enough money to feed the family, so he gave up his dreams to be to work as a painter and decorator for the Dublin Corporation. And he took care of us, and now I'm glad that I can help him fulfil his dreams again. So he comes to all the gigs, and he's a wonderful poet. I have two of his poems in my poetry book, and he's just such a character. He's just wonderful. He ripped out our staircase in the Liberties and put in a spiral staircase that he built himself.
Wow!
And he do all these bonkers things. You know, because he felt like it.
Yeah, yeah.
Which I love him for. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, listen, I'll let you get back to your washing. And thanks for taking
Thank
the
you.
Call. So your gigs, it's coming this May. Belfast, you're in the Waterfront Hall. Drogheda, TLT, Limerick University Concert Hall. You're in Killarney, the INEC. You're in the Cork Opera House, gorgeous. You're in Dublin, Vicar Street. And tickets are on sale now if you can get your hands on them. Ticketmaster.ie and usual outlets nationwide. Imelda May, thanks for taking the call and best of luck. And I can't wait to see you in Vicar
Thank
Street.
Thank you. So much. I will see you then. Oh, I'm doing a VIP thing if anybody wants to come to soundcheck. I'm getting
soundcheck.
Loads of musicians coming to the soundcheck.
Oh, did
And I'm getting loads of people, bringing people who are interested. So if you fancy that, I'm doing this
there.
Little... Yeah. Anyway, I shall see you and I'll
yeah.
have the margaritas in hand.
I'll be ready. I'll be ready. I want one of those wands. Bye, Imelda. See you later. Bye.
Jennifer Zaffarelli. Weekday morning from 9 on 2FM.